today, a Senate subcommittee. Her testimony on this and other similar measures designed to let the president trim federal spending. And Federal News Radio's Max Kakis has been monitoring that hearing all day long, and he joins us right here, right now, with the latest. Max.
Well, Chris, today's hearing of the Senate Judiciary Committee's Constitution Subcommittee was designed to review not only the president's proposal for a line item veto, but several others submitted by mainly Senate lawmakers. Wisconsin Senator Russ Feingold chairs the subcommittee and is co-author of one of the line item veto proposals now pending.
The senator from Delaware, Senator Carper, who will lead off our hearing today, has a proposal which he may wish to discuss. I've been proud to work with Senator Carper on a number of critical budget issues, including the restoration of PAYGO budget rule, which was so central to our ability to balance the government books during the 1990s. He's been a true champion of taxpayers, and his work in this area is another example of that leadership. And then there is the president's expedited rescission or line item veto proposal that Senator Carper and I will be introducing shortly. We're pleased to have Jeffrey Liebman from the Office of Management and Budget with us today to discuss the president's proposal, which is an exciting and important development. The president's approach includes most of what Congressman Ryan and I have targeted, and I believe what Senator Carper targets in his measure as well.
Now, earlier this week, we heard from Dr. Jeffrey Liebman, the acting deputy director of the Office of Management and Budget, as he outlined how the president's line item veto proposal would work.
Under this new authority, the president can propose fast-track consideration of rescissions of discretionary and non-entitlement mandatory spending. The president is limited to proposing changes that reduce funding levels and cannot use the authority to propose any other changes to law. The fast-track process is thus limited only to reducing or eliminating funding for which a straight up or down vote is desirable. After enactment of funding, the president has 45 days during which Congress is in session to decide whether to submit a rescission package using this expedited procedure. A rescission package submitted under this authority receives fast-track consideration in Congress, debate is limited in both houses, and the package is guaranteed an up or down vote without amendment.
During the question and answer session, Chairman Feingold queried Liebman on some of the finer points of the measure, some of which have direct bearing on how federal agencies spend money and do business.
As I understand it, the administration's proposal gives the president up to 45 session days after enactment of a spending bill to send a proposed package of rescissions to Congress. And depending on the time of year, as you all know, that could end up being 3 months or even longer. Does the administration really need that much time to review an appropriations bill and submit proposed rescissions? Could you live instead with 30 calendar days, as I previously proposed in my legislation?
Yeah. You know, the key goal of this provision, and one of the main differences with the existing Empowerment Control Act, is that it requires a rapid submission by the president, that it has to be done within 45 days, unlike the existing rescission authority where submissions can be delayed much later. And the reason we chose 45 days is that at the end of the year, in December or January, frequently there are large omnibus appropriation bills exactly at the same time that we're putting together the president's budget. And so if one gets one of these huge bills and we need the time to go through it and figure out exactly what's in it, do the analysis of the policy and figure out which things need rescissions, we thought that something like 45 days might well be what's needed at that period. Most times of the year, on smaller, more traditional appropriation vehicles, 45 days is longer than one needs. And so one thing one could do is we decided to go simple and just have a single number of days, but one could perhaps have 45 days only for things passed in December or January in an omnibus procedure in a shorter time period on
sounds like something
ones.
We could work
yeah,
out discussing. Thank you.
For added perspective, Chairman Feingold invited noted constitutional attorney Charles Cooper, now with the D.C. law firm of Cooper and Kirk, to testify. He says the proposed measure from the White House, in his opinion, is drawn to legally address constitutional concerns about the 1996 line item veto law.
The various measures that are now pending before this body for your consideration are very much in contrast to those to that act. They are framed in careful obedience, I believe, to Article 1, Section 7, and to the Supreme Court's teaching in Clinton. The president is not authorized by these bills to cancel any spending or tax provision or otherwise to prevent such a provision from having legal force and effect. Instead, the purpose of the proposed measures is simply to provide a fast-track procedure to require the Congress to vote up or down on rescissions that are proposed by the president. In other words, the president's proposed rescissions are just that, proposals. Thus, any spending or tax provision duly enacted into law remains in full force and effect under all of these measures that I've seen, unless and until it is repealed the old-fashioned way by this body through bicameral passage and presentment.
So here we have the first hearing, the first Senate hearing for this these proposals, and we should mention that along with the president's proposal, there is the proposal also from Senator Feingold and Congressman Paul Ryan, both from Wisconsin, and then also Senator Tom Carper from Delaware has submitted his own line item veto proposal. They're all fairly similar. They're all more or less similar in their intent and in their approach. And the main their main point of similarity, Chris, is the fact that they put the onus on the president to make the recommendation, and then the onus on the Congress to approve up or down that package of rescissions.
Almost
as they call
following
them.
The BRAC kind of model.
Yeah, that's a very good analogy, because that seems to it seems to balance things out, and it also seems to return or hold hue to the model that they that the founders wrote into the Constitution over who has the final say over appropriations, about right. overspending.
And that was what the last provision of this kind was. The Supreme Court essentially tossed it out, saying,
right.
hold on, this doesn't meet that.
Mm-hmm.
The first lines of the Constitution for
right.
the Congress is they're the spenders.
Right, they're the spenders. And in this case, it basically puts it back into the Congress for the up or down vote. In this case, too, it also, I guess in this case, it would also tend to mitigate some of the political the political fireworks from something like this, because by sending it back to Congress, it's not all up to the president,
mm-hmm.
and it's not all on top of him to deal with these line items as they see fit.
And I mean, I know from an agency perspective, a little bit of concern about could this actually make the already arduously long process mm-hmm. even longer?
Right. And I think that was the point of the question that Senator Feingold asked about 30 days, because he said, as a practical matter, if you have the president's proposal says 45 days, well, it's 45 legislative days.
Yeah.
And the problem with that is, if you take into account the
right.
way that the
Congress... Don't count Fridays, don't count Mondays, all of a sudden that's...
Don't count the summertime,
right.
don't count the Christmas and New Year's. It could be, for practical matters, it could be like 3 months sometimes.
Yeah.
And an agency can't wait for that. So this way, by saying 45 calendar days, the idea here is that they would, or 45 legislative days is what the president has proposed. Senator Feingold wants to make it 30 calendar days, so that it puts a little bit more of the onus on the president to move quickly, so that agencies aren't left out hanging to dry. And yet at the same time, when you get these big omnibus bills that are huge, it still gives Dr. Liebman and people at OMB an opportunity to call through the bill, get the stuff that they want out, and then get the rescission bill fast-tracked back to Capitol Hill.
Federal News Radio's Max Kakis. You're going to have more tomorrow, right?
More tomorrow on The Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris, and on federalnewsradio.com.
Thank you, Max.
Anytime.